Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This is the second part of the functional translation exercise for Básico Uno. So this episode is for elementary students. I'm going to say a sentence in Spanish and then you should translate it functionally, naturally, and I will translate it and I will repeat the sentence twice so you can repeat also. Okay? Are you ready? I'm going to start in hablando de las vidas y las rutinas. Talking or speaking about our lives and routines. ¿Qué hace tu hermano? What does your brother do? What does your brother do? Es profesor, pero está jubilado. He's a teacher. A teacher, okay? But he is retired. He is a teacher, but he is retired. ¿A qué hora te levantas? Ah, this is a question about routines. I need to use the present simple and possibly a frequency adverb like usually. That would be good. So anyway, what time do you get up? Or better still, what time do you usually get up? What time do you usually get up? What time do you usually get up? Los días laborables me levanto a las 8. On weekdays, I get up at 8. On weekdays, I get up at 8. ¿Y los fines de semana? What about weekends? What about weekends? And at the weekend, a menudo me levanto a las 12, pero a veces me levanto a las 10. I often get up at noon. I often get up at 12. Okay? I often get up at noon. But sometimes I get up at 10. But sometimes I get up at 10. Or, but I sometimes get up at 10. I sometimes get up at 10, because sometimes can be understood as a frequency adverb or as a time phrase. That's why it can be placed before the verb, the main verb, except to be, or at the beginning of the sentence. So, a menudo me levanto a las 12, pero a veces me levanto a las 10. I often get up at noon, but sometimes I get up at 10. ¿Qué sueles hacer los fines de semana? What do you usually do at the weekend? What do you usually do at the weekend? Normalmente salgo el sábado y me quedo en casa el domingo. I usually go out on Saturday and I stay home on Sunday. I usually go out on Saturday and I stay home on Sunday. And the days of the week take a capital letter. Remember? Saturday with a capital S and Sunday with a capital S. Salimos a tomar algo por las noches, hacia las 10. Entendido como rutina, o sea, como presente. We usually go out for a drink in the evening at about 10. We usually go out for a drink in the evening, at about 10. ¿Cuándo comes? Again, it's a question about your routines, okay? So, present simple and frequency adverbs. When do you usually have lunch? When do you usually have lunch? Or, what time do you usually have lunch? What time do you usually have lunch? ¿A qué hora llegas a casa? What time do you usually get home? What time do you usually get home? Get home. Remember, get home. Get to school. Get to work. And get to the beach. Get to the meeting point. Get to the meeting point. Hacia las 6:30. At about 6:30. At about 6:30. Or at about 6:30. at about 6:30. Pedir y dar la hora, fechas y cantidades. Asking and giving the time, dates and quantities. ¿Qué hora es? What's the time? What's the time? Or what time is it? What time is it? Son las 6:15. It's a quarter past six. It's a quarter past six. Or it's quarter past six. It's quarter past six. Or it's 6:15. 6:15. ¿Qué hora es? Menos cinco. What time is it? 5:02. What time is it? 5:02. Or what's the time? 5:02. What's the time? 5:02. ¿Qué día es hoy? Hoy es martes. What's the day today? What's the day today? Today is Tuesday. Today is Tuesday. And remember, Tuesday, the days of the week, with a capital letter. Visualize. ¿Qué día es hoy? De fecha. ¿Qué día es hoy? What's the date today? What's the date today? Hoy es el 6 de abril del 2015. Today is the 6th, okay? Today is the 6th of April, 2015. Today is the 6th of April, 2015. You have to remember the months of the year in capital letter. April begins with a capital A, okay? Today is the 6th of April, 2015. ¿Cuánto es? How much is it? How much is it? Son 40,25 €. It's 40,25 €. It's 40,25 €. Or it's 40,25 €. It's 40,25 €. Ofreciendo ayuda o servicio, invitando y pidiendo cosas. Offering help, inviting people, and asking for things. ¿Puedo ayudarte en algo? ¿O puedo ayudarle en algo? Can I help you? Can I help you? ¿Qué desearía tomar? ¿O qué quieres tomar? ¿O qué deseas tomar? What would you like to have? What would you like to have? Have. What would you like? What would you like? ¿Me pones un café? Can I have a coffee, please? Can I have a coffee, please? Busco unos pantalones o querría unos pantalones, lo que decimos al entrar a una tienda de ropa. I'm looking for a pair of trousers. I'm looking for a pair of trousers. Or pants, in American English, pants. ¿Quieres un caramelo? Would you like a candy? Would you like a candy? Or in British English, would you like a sweet? Would you like a sweet? Vale, gracias. Lovely, thank you. Lovely, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks. Or that'd be lovely, thank you. That'd be lovely, thank you. ¿Me das un caramelo? ¿O puedo coger un caramelo? Can I have a candy? Can I have a candy? Have a. Can I have a candy? Of course. Claro. Of course. Or sure. Go ahead. Take one. Okay, sure. Go ahead. ¿Quieres bailar? Invitación. Would you like to dance? Would you like to dance? No, thank you. No, thank you. And that's all for the second part. Thank you to Rocío for listening. That was encouraging. So that's all. Have a nice day. Bye.